Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number three of the program. And don't forget to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And we finally get to welcome our newest affiliate in California, of all places. Some of you kind of knew this was coming. Some of you listening to KSCO AM 1080 might have had the feeling something might have been changing there soon. And here we are, Free Talk Live. You might have heard us on the noon show. For those of you that don't know, in our regular listening audience, we... We're asked by Michael Zwirling, the head of KSCO out in Santa Cruz, San Jose, and San Francisco, to do a little KSCO California only edition of Free Talk Live, sort of like on a test basis. So we did that, got great response, and as a result, they decided they wanted to add the show. So here we are now, welcoming our listeners in, I guess that's like, what, Southern or?
No.
Not really Southern. Central?
Bay Area.
Bay Area, California.
Yep.
Anyway, the signal is tremendous.
I have family there, so I mean, this is the first time that my uncles are liable to ever have heard the show.
That's excellent. And the signal's tremendous, too. I mean, it's 10,000 watts right out there on the water in Santa Cruz, covers all over San Francisco.
It's sitting in salt water, so it really acts like a 50,000 watt signal.
Anyway, welcome to all our new listeners there. If you haven't heard the show before, you're in for something, well, quite a bit different from typical cookie cutter. Conservative talk radio.
Or even liberal talk radio.
Right. We're not leftist liberals. We're not righty conservatives. Mm-hmm. We're something a bit different.
We believe in smaller government, personal responsibility.
Well, now you sound like a conservative, Mark.
I guess. Would liberals be against personal responsibility?
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, we believe in liberty every issue, every time. Mm-hmm. But there are differences between Mark and myself, as you'll discover over time. Actually, some significant differences that will result in the occasional heated argument. Anyway, we need to continue with what we were talking about. And you'll also find out that Free Talk Live constantly breaks all the rules of talk radio, and we're going to break one right here off the bat here in this hour of the program by continuing an email that we started last hour. I know, it's an awful thing to do by the rules, but it works because we can recap it. Anyway, the email came in from Jim, and he's pointing out that he's a veteran, and he gets $1,000 a week from the U.S. government. He has both his kidneys are bad. He caught something when he was in Panama, and he's got to get dialysis, etc., etc. He's in a bad way, right?
Right. And he feels bad about it because he understands that he's getting his money through... the money that they're paying him through force and coercion, tax dollars.
And he doesn't like that. He, as a liberty-oriented person, he'd rather it be done on a voluntary basis. However, you know, he was in the military, and they did say they would take care of him, and so he is getting those payments. And so he's kind of writing in to address something that we said a while back on the show, and or that I said, rather, and that was that inevitably, if we can make the government go away, the federal government go away, then... all of those people receiving the benefits, you know, they're not going to get them anymore. Now, they might get some sort of a one-time payment or something like that in order to make them give them something.
Not necessarily.
But I don't think there'd be any guarantee if you got rid of the federal government, how would all of these VA people be taken care of? That's the question.
Do you
right?
want me to address that?
If you want to, you can. I'll continue the email in a moment.
Well, I don't think that there's an either-or situation here. I believe that... You know, liberty is a great thing, and I want to go towards that. But we do have issues with what we have done as a country up to this point, and that is people have been injured in the line of duty, and I think that we have a responsibility that the government has a responsibility to take care of them. And in the dismantling of that government, in making it smaller, we have a responsibility to take care of those people that were injured in the line of duty.
I agree. I think the veterans should be the highest up on the list as far as all of the bureaucrats getting some form of final payout from the federal government. And again,
especially injured veterans.
Right now, we're talking about total fantasy land. We are in the midst of this total fantasy concept of abolishing the federal government.
I'm not going to abolish the federal government.
I would.
Shrink it down.
If I could press a button tomorrow and abolish the federal government, I would press that button with no hesitation whatsoever.
I know you would.
And so we're talking about the consequences of that. You know, we're talking about, well, how would we be able to realistically even do something like this? And I think you absolutely have to take care of the veterans. But let's go back to Jim's email, because because he says, I'm not fishing for you to say it's okay to go against your principles. If I'm going to go out of this world with any sort of principles, then I have to stick to this decision and not mingle amongst the free staters living a lie. I'm just too selfish and cowardly to give up my income. It's an overwhelming survival instinct, and I can't reconcile forcing others to provide my comfort. It'd be easy to agree with Mark and say that I was young, I didn't know better, and we could grandfather the current veterans while we dismantle the system in the future. And I think it is okay for you. I'm not saying you're going against your principles. You entered into an agreement with these people when you joined the military, and part of the agreement was that you'd be taken care of. And I don't necessarily see a problem with collecting those benefits. That was part of your deal,
right,
with them. It's just that when they go away, inevitably, we're hoping that you'll get some sort of payout. He says, you argued on May 10th show that the ideal is to dismantle it all, and tough S for those of us who struck a bargain with a gang of thugs. I really want to come up to New Hampshire and stand with the rest of the heroes, and I won't claim this is some sort of penance. I'll enjoy my blood money until it's worthless and start paying for my mistake then. I won't deny that I hope that day never comes. There is another way the universe could laugh at me. Someone could find a gene therapy for a cure, and then I'd have to go back to work for a living. This is the one way that I work for redemption. When I feel well, and that is often enough, I spend my free time educating myself and seeking new skills in case I'm cured. That way, I've had the time to figure out how to make a living doing things I have an honest passion for. If I become physically reliable enough for the free market again, I'll be ready, happy, and capable of finding true joy in making my own money. And I gotta say, kudos to him for that. Instead of wallowing in his own self-pity or, you know, drinking himself drunk every single day on some of the money that he gets paid, and that poor veteran, he's out there battering himself even though he doesn't have working kidneys. Whenever he feels good, he's out there improving himself, and I think that's a great thing to do. He says, I'm glad the subject of disabled veterans and their government benefits came up at last. You answered honestly based on your convictions in spite of how harsh it sounded, and I respect the hell out of you for doing that. I think you're a heartless jerk, but I know I could count on you when the times got tough. You'd go to the gallows telling all, give me liberty or give me death.
Now he's referring to you specifically.
Yes, and we really need a whole lot more like you if we're ever going to see liberty in this country again. I'm doomed to view the world like Mark, but you are delivering the message of the ideal that we all need to strive for. I'll keep listening and taking comfort that we can count on you. You make me very proud, Ian. I've studied history and the saga of our founding fathers my whole life, and I count myself lucky to find someone like you to give me firsthand an encounter with those brilliant revolutionaries. I'll make this offer to you, and it will cost you nothing. Knowledge is being. And that is comfort to me. When I leave this world, I'll enter a new realm. When your time comes, I'll imagine a world with Jefferson, Adams, Madison, Franklin, etc. to inhabit it, so you can meet them yourself. Time won't exist, so we can do that sort of thing. Oh, feel free to pshaw the notion. I'm cool with your beliefs, which is lack of. But since beliefs can change, and since I might be correct, just give me a wink and enjoy yourself in the world I created by simply imagining it for us. I think, therefore we are. If I'm wrong, we won't know any different anyway. Your friend James. Pretty nice.
I when the federal government, if we did dismantle it, as you hoped, and in my case downsize it from this behemoth that it is, it has all kinds of assets. Those assets are...
land. There's a huge amount of land.
A huge amount of land out west in the majority of Alaska.
Buildings, military supplies.
All kinds of military supplies. Fleets of cars. All kinds of things. When those things are sold off, that money has to go somewhere. And I think that money should go to the people that the government has created a debt with.
As promised, yeah, thanks too.
You know, and I would say that the top of that list, the very first people that should be getting payments from that are the veterans.
I totally agree.
Now, hold on, wait. And those payments don't necessarily, those veterans, you know, the expectation is he'll get $1,000 a week. We don't have to give him one lump sum. You can put it in some kind of annuity so he continues to get his
$1,000.
Some sort of private trust.
Right, a trust. Right.
So there's no reason, I don't see any reason why injured veterans will not get their benefits.
Oh, I agree with you. And if I came off as sounding callous in that way, I didn't intend to. I think what I was trying to say originally when we talked about it was that you can't count on the government for anything like that. Like, I hope that's what happens if I were in charge, and I won't be, but if you were in charge, Mark, that's what would happen. The veterans would be treated first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
They would be paid off first and foremost. But you can't guarantee it, right? It's the government. You can't count on them for anything. You can't trust them as far as you can throw them. So, and that's it. And he realizes that when he says, well, if the, you know, if inflation happens so bad, he won't be able to buy his dialysis equipment anymore or have the process done to him. More on the way. You can take control. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about flag desecration coming up.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever, because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-440-1491. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-440-1491. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-440-1491.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. If you've missed a moment of the show, and if you're listening on our brand-newest affiliate, KSCO AM 1080, you've missed a lot of moments. We've got an entire year's worth of the archives right there on the front page of the website. Now, go ahead and compare that to some of those other radio talk show hosts out there, you know, Rush Limbaugh, those guys, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month to access archives and that sort of thing. We give it all away. FreeTalkLive.com.
Pop quiz, what do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, very little. The Prometheus Institute at readpi.com is looking to make a real impact in Washington. Not in 40 years, but right now. To find out what makes the Prometheus Institute different from all the other flatwater political think tanks, visit readpi.com. That's readpi.com.
You know, if I were the Prometheus Institute, I would demand my money back, or I'd demand a make good for every time you didn't enunciate Institute correctly.
You're awful at that.
Institute.
Ah, whatever.
800.
That's what you get from that expensive broadcast schools of yours.
1-800-259-9231. All right, to the phones, to the fun. You bring up anything. Don, in Kansas City, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Don.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you guys about, you've kind of touched on it before, but the general kind of feeling of defeatism when it comes to, liberty issues, kind of trying to spread them to other people and just kind of getting shot down.
Yeah, the American people have thrown in the towel. They don't believe liberty is possible anymore, and they've given up.
Well, see, I don't know if that's how I feel about it. It's almost like, I tried to tell my coworkers and even my wife about, these kind of concepts. Are just, I mean, just about getting, simplifying things back to just being more libertarian, liberty-minded. And it's not even like they're defeated or that they think nothing can change. It's like they want it to be like this.
Well, okay, the different mindsets. There's the defeatist mindset, and those are of the people who at one time did fight for freedom, and now they've thrown in the towel. You'll find the defeatist mindset, but you'll also find the accepting of the status quo mindset, which is what you're talking about, the people that believe they are free, the people that have taken the government line and run with it, and they believe that because when they leave their house in the morning, they can choose to turn left or right, that they are a free people. And so they're sort of existing completely in the government box, in this government paradigm, and they don't want to hear anything that will challenge their belief system. They're sort of like, the movie The Matrix, and how Morpheus was talking about how most of the people are quite happy in their little dream world, and they're not interested in leaving it.
The one guy even wanted to return.
Yeah. So that's what you're dealing with, right, Don?
Well, it's I would say almost because, these people aren't saying that, I feel free enough or that I feel free. They actually think that, almost everyone I talk to, especially, including my wife, like I said, thinks that these laws, like, for example, the most recent case, I was talking about this quicketer ticket crap that's going on.
Ugh.
And, from my wife's perspective, she thinks it's a great idea because it'll help save some people's lives, but she doesn't grasp the concept that it should be a suggestion, not enforced with a gun.
Did you tell her that New Hampshire doesn't have a law mandating that? And believe it or not, people still wear their seatbelts?
Right. I mean, the compliance in New Hampshire is, a half a point below what Massachusetts is. And Massachusetts mandates it. They give you a $50 or $100 ticket.
Right. Well, here's another example. Like the stuff that just happened this weekend over in London.
Mm-hmm.
Or not London, but in Europe. And I forgot who it was. I think it was a congressman said that they should have, cameras on every street corner here also because it'd help reduce that kind of thing. And I forgot who said it, but it was in the news. And, I listened to this radio show on the way home that's far right just to kind of get the other side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had people call in to discuss the issue, the main question was whether or not they would care if there was cameras literally on every street corner in order to keep you safe. There wasn't a single person that called in that said that they would have a problem with that as long as they kept them, out of their living room.
And yeah, but that's the next step. That's the inevitable next step. You get cameras up on every street corner. How long before they then use the excuse of, we need to keep an eye on at least the felons. We got to watch the felons because they're suspects. We need to put cameras in their houses. And then, we got to put cameras in the houses of, I don't know what the next group would be, pot smokers or something.
And the cost of these cameras is phenomenal. Somebody has to watch these things. And, they haven't been shown to dramatically reduce crime. I don't know. I mean, do I want my tax-paying dollars to go for these cameras? I'm not sure that they work.
What
works to prevent crime, and that's, concealed carry permits.
Yeah. What I think is interesting, though, is that you're listening to what you described as a far-right talk show.
Yeah.
And I bet you that if you rewound the clock back to, when was Waco, 93 or 94, around then, I think.
Thereabouts.
Somewhere around then. If you rewound the clock to right after Waco happened, of course, then it was Bill Clinton's administration, and if the Bill Clinton administration had come out after that for whatever reason and said, these gangs could be, these wacky religious people could be everywhere, we need to put cameras up all over the streets. How much do you want to bet those right-wing talk show hosts would be screaming from the rooftops about the invasion of privacy? They would be absolutely anti-cameras if it were being proposed by the other side.
Well, the thing they always throw in your face, though, is it's 9/11. It's a different world.
Yeah, right.
You know that all the rules are gone. But, you know, it's amazing to me. And
well, likely we're going to have a Democratic president coming up here next, and I want to know what the different world is going to be like then.
Yeah, well, you know, and what's amazing to me is, you know, I read books, you know, like Orwell stuff quite often, and, you know, the V for Vendetta movie and the comic are both excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing is those worlds, you know, they call, you know, dystopic worlds. How long until they're just stories about a guy who's insane and then comes to terms with, you know, the loving government? You know, I mean, it's like we're almost there and people just don't even see it as being dystopic. They just see it as, you know, well, government's looking out for you.
Yeah.
You know, they're keeping you safe. They don't
It's really shocking. And, in fact, Julia and I watched a movie that was kind of, it was pretty down-tempo and depressing film. But, of course, with the subject matter, how could it not be anything but? It was called Sophie Scholl, The Final Days. Are you familiar with who she is?
No, I'm not.
Her and her brother, the Scholls, they printed up these leaflets during World War II in Nazi Germany. Actually, it might have been before. It was actually during the war. And they printed up these anti-Nazi leaflets and distributed them around college campuses and other places in Germany. Inevitably, they were caught one day when they were doing that, and they were sentenced to death. And the story was sort of about her final days in jail and the tribunals and all of that and the process that she went through.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the dialogue, and it was actually a German film, so it was all subtitled, and some of the dialogue of like, you know, the nationalist sort of fervor that was going on over there. Oh, well, you're demoralizing our troops, and we all must come together as a community to support the troops. And, you know, some of the dialogue was so strikingly similar to what we're hearing in America these days. It was really chilling. It was just amazing. And so I think you're right. I think the American people are, and America is a lot closer than anybody really even thinks. And I'm not trying to make a direct comparison to Nazi Germany.
Right, we're not obviously gassing any Jews.
Right, nobody's being gassed in America, but we have had people call this show who want to put Muslims and Mexicans in internment camps, and they don't even bat an eye at the fact that Japanese Americans were thrown into internment camps in World War II. That's how scary it is right now, and thank you for the call, man. We appreciate it. And if you want to comment on this, 800-259-9231, where you feel like the country's at, how much further down the road are we going to get before dissenters are silenced, before shows like Free Talk Live are thrown off of the air? 1-800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. We've got a flag law coming up. We'll talk about that, too.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment,
One thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system. There are over 1,500 people interacting, almost 250,000 posts for you to surf around through. Fun stuff, serious issues, you'll find it all discussed. And it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. As we go to the phones, to the fun, it's Seth in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Seth.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to the last caller talk about how frustrating it is to talk to friends and family about libertarianism and how they just don't seem to get it.
Yeah.
And, well, I was just thinking that I could call in and recommend a resource that's been invaluable to me. It was actually the book that I read. It's 85 pages long or less, large
okay.
print. It's a book that I read when I was 14 and when I consider myself to become a libertarian. And it's called The Law by Frederick Bastiat.
Yeah.
I don't know if either of you guys have heard of that.
I have read The Law.
It's the big one.
It's probably the most concise and simple and easy to understand reasoning for what the purpose of the law is and why tyranny is wrong. It was written by a French philosopher back from the time of the French Revolution.
Yes,
and it's
Frederick
been translated
Bastiat.
Into,
right.
What was that?
Bastiat.
Bastiat, yes. Thank you for correcting my pronunciation.
Well, now, I read The Law, and I thought, yes, while it was short, and yes, while I got it, I still thought it was sort of written in that old-school language where people like me who were brought up in government schools have a tough time reading that sort of thing. You didn't have any problem with it?
Well, I didn't go to government schools. I was actually self-taught. I homeschooled through from K to 10th when I graduated.
Nice.
But so I can't help you with that. But I found it to be fairly concise. I mean, there was probably a little bit. It was definitely old school. You know, it's pretty old. It's a pretty old book, but mm-hmm. I found it to be simple and easy to understand. And I thought that the fact that it was older, for, at least for me, gave it more credence than
good
it
point.
Wasn't just some guy who wrote it last year. It was actually lasted through the centuries. But that's just the way I thought about it.
Well said.
That's worked for the Bible for a long time.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the recommendation as well. And I think what you might want to do is if you're approaching somebody that at least expresses some interest, because if the person's not interested, there's no way in hell you're going to get them to read even a 14-page pamphlet, let alone an 85-page book. But if you've got somebody that's sort of on the hook to some extent, then it's always important to ask them, and this is in any area, but especially freedom, it's always important to ask them, you know, what they would prefer. Do they like to read, or would they prefer something on DVD, you know, or would they prefer something audio-based to listen to? And find out what their preferred method of intaking media is, and then provide them with something in that category. So, you know, if somebody doesn't like to read a book, you certainly don't want to put a book in their hands. But nonetheless, for those who are looking for a good short book with some principles in it, The Law is a good one.
Just real quick, for anyone who's looking to buy it, instead of buying, if you buy it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, it's a lot more. If you go to fee.org, they're selling it for, I think, $4 or $6 a copy, so it's actually very cheap.
If you go to lfb.com, you can, I believe you get it included in an order.
Basically, oh, wow.
Yeah, they give it away for free with an order.
That's cool.
Like that. I don't know what the specifics are, but
thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 to the Amplifier Line. Johnson in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, Ian, the more I hear you say that about you not being able to read books with flowery language, the more I think that it's possible that the government schooling actually specifically is trying to do something to people who go to government schools.
Yeah, like dumb them down.
They're instructing them in a such a way to make them be averse to that sort of language.
Yes, they absolutely are. It's very difficult for me. I have a tough time with it.
I went to a private school for most of my schooling, and I don't particularly like that old school writing either. So,
I mean, did you guys ever have classes where you had to, you know, read Shakespeare?
Yes, and I hated them. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm averse to it, is because they forced it down my throat.
But did you, okay, now let me ask you this. In your Shakespeare classes, did you have your Shakespeare classes where they were paired with movies?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know. I kind of went through that. I hated it at first. Then after they started showing the movies, then I started to be able to read it clearly, and it was not a problem for me. I don't know, you know, like after that, once I got the cadence and how they were supposed to be phrasing the words, it just became clear to me. But at any rate, that's not
yeah.
Really
I think in my whole high school career, I think I read maybe one of the books that they wanted us to read. You know, they always assign you with all these books, and they want you to write book reports and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, whenever you try to force something down someone's throat, whenever you have this curriculum that everyone must follow, inevitably people are going to be turned off by that, especially anti-authoritarians like myself. I know Julia, my girlfriend, feels the same exact way. The idea that they took this curriculum and said, here, you must absorb this, made us back away from it and completely lose interest. I think the only book I ever completely read in government high school was like Ayn Rand's Anthem. I think that was the only one ever. The other ones I completely ignored and just totally BS'd the reports.
I undertook reading all the classics I could get in my hands on for quite some time, and some of them were just very, very difficult to read, and others I managed to cruise through. Mark Twain, pretty easy to read.
I mean, I bring up this example just because I'm currently reading from the Library of America. I'm slowly going through it, but it's the debate on the Constitution, which is all the original letters that are between the founding fathers over like how things need to be handled in the formation of the Constitution. Mm. And that has very flowery language. I mean, it's nothing on the level of Shakespeare.
Sure.
But I mean, what I've found is that as I sort of read into it, you know, it started out a little bit difficult, and then it just, that difficulty fades away because different time periods have sort of a different way of speaking. It'd be like if I were reading a book in Ebonics, you know, it might take a little bit of difficulty getting used to it first, but then you sort of pick it up.
Yeah, I get you. I understand what you're saying. It's just, it's never interested me, and I feel inferior when I read things like that, so I inevitably want to put them down.
But aside aside from my little joke, that's not really what I wanted to call about. What I wanted to call about was about the comments on violence, and you're talking about seeing a movie about World War II. And, you know, my comment on the whole thing with violence is that the reason you brought me up earlier and said that I believe that violence is inevitable, and I think that's going to happen. And part of the reason why is because I've done studies into these other countries, because I kind of had the thought, you know, after seeing some of these different violent, horrible wars and horrible, especially the situation in Darfur where there's just genocide going on, how does a country get to that point? And that's the kind of thought that went through my head, is how do people get to the point of where they can hunt down their neighbors and, you know, family members, things like the Civil War, things like Darfur, things, wars around the world. How does a country get to that point?
Very carefully, I'd imagine.
Well, no, not really. I mean, you sort of can go through and you study the different history, and it just slowly becomes a fervor, and the languages are always the same. That's the thing, is if you study the different thing, these different countries and these different wars and conflicts, it's always the same things that make it come about, and it's happening here.
Can you give me
question.
Some examples, like the support our troops mentality? Is that one of them?
And support our troops mentality is one of them. Safety over freedom, that's another one. We haven't really had a...
There's the boogeyman. There's always the boogeyman as well, right?
We need a boogeyman. Well, we would need to be really worried about it, we would need a boogeyman that was internal as opposed to external. Right now, all the boogeymen in this country are really, for the most part, external. You know, you're talking about Iraqis, you're talking about people, foreigners.
Well, what about the illegal immigrants? They're internal.
You can bet that that may be what it would be. You can bet that that would be maybe a start.
Well, and to make it into the terrorist thing, they're using the Iraq war as the excuse to say, well, we're fighting them there so they don't come here. But all it's going to take is one instance of at-home style terrorism for all of a sudden the threat to become internal.
You know, the Homeland Security is incapable of stopping somebody who, you know, some secret cell that was willing to kill themselves.
Johnson, hang on. We'll continue this, if you don't mind. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on the police state of America, or whatever's on your mind. How far are we away from some even scarier things happening here in America? It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Here we go. You take control even in these remaining moments at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. It is a new month, and that means that all of the voting totals have been reset over at podcastalley.com, the premier podcasting website, the podcast ranking website, as a matter of fact. And we, by the way, did finish last month at number one, and that was thanks to those of you who went and voted for us last month. So if you voted for us last month, we need you to do it again. And if you've never voted for us before, now's a perfect time to start. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. It will not be spammed, won't be sold. It's just used to verify that you are indeed a real person. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com and help Free Talk Live out. It makes a big difference for us, because the longer we're number one, the more often we're number one, as we are right now, by the way, the more people come across the show. And the more people coming across the show means more new people discovering freedom and liberty. And that's important, right? Vote.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Johnson in Connecticut, we're talking about some ominous parallels between what's going on in the United States and other countries of totalitarian stripes around the world. And you wanted to share some more with us.
Yeah, I just, you know, all this talk reminded me of a movie I've seen very recently called Code 46, which is really, had just a really interesting take. It was talking about a very totalitarian government, which in the movie they called the Sphinx, you know, saying that the Sphinx knows best. And what this government does is it monitors everyone and actually checks people's genetic code and has all these checkpoints. People aren't allowed to move between countries and borders and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's very much about herding people around. And part of the reason for this is that in this movie that as science and medicine has progressed, the DNA and genetic code has started happening as people want to be more and more healthy. So they've started doing things like in vitro fertilization and cloning and whatnot to control the population. And one of the things that's occurred due to this is because there are clones of people, right, that there have to be laws in regards to who can breed, because otherwise it's essentially incest. And the children being born of, for example, people with sharing 100%, 50%, or 25% matching DNA would be flipper babies, you know, because they would be, they would come out retarded. So they have all these laws controlling who can breed, and people don't really know whether or not they're genetically compatible or not. Like, and part of the plot of this one movie is that this guy, well, I won't get too much into it because I know you're going to watch it, but, and it's just, it's very, very interesting take. I mean, it also reminds me of another movie called Fortress where they have population control over how many children can be born to a mother.
Now, wait, and somebody's going to say, Johnson, what? This is Hollywood. I mean, come on. Hmm? Somebody inevitably listening is going to say, you're talking about Hollywood, Johnson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But Hollywood and sci-fi writers are always, you know, they're the ones who are trying to predict the future. It's their livelihood. Especially in sci-fi, they're trying to come up with, you know, different sorts of views of the future. That's what they're writing about. And oftentimes, those things are either self-fulfilling or they just happen to be accurate. I mean, look at all the things that have come about that we have now that were originally, you know, just in the 60s, completely sci-fi from Star Trek.
Sure.
You know, how many things have come about from there? I mean,
H.G. Wells.
If I had told you in the 60s that, you know, all the things that you could do on an iPhone, you would have thought I was a nutcase if I was going to say that invention would be, you know, available in 40 years. You know, people right now, we have flying cars. We just can't use them because of the government.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
you know, when it comes to these iPhones, I'm a little unimpressed. Seems to me that everything the iPhone does, my Trio did 3 years ago. iPhone's a bunch of crap.
Well, you haven't looked into the iPhone very much, then. That's
oh,
I
know. It's going to have integrated keyboard
and
stuff.
I will agree that I'm not entirely 100% impressed because there are some features that it's missing, but if you think that your Trio can do what the iPhone can, you are misinformed, sir.
No, my Trio can. What are you talking about? What feature does the iPhone have the Trio doesn't?
That you can browse the full web and a full browser.
You're right. I can only browse web 2.0.
A mobile web. Yeah, you can only browse the mobile web, which is next to, like, really
I can't imagine
doing Geek Battle!
I can't imagine. I cannot imagine for a second the web being very interesting on an iPhone. I mean, it's got to be so minuscule and difficult to browse.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're one of those people that say nobody will ever watch a movie on a screen that small, and nobody will ever watch a video podcast. That'll never happen.
I'm not sure that people are going to be watching
these
movies
Bill
on screens
Gates.
That small.
64K ought to be enough RAM for anybody.
all I know is the iPhone is a signifier of good things to come. It's only going to be the first generation.
Absolutely.
It's
absolutely.
Only the very, very beginnings of this sort of convergence technology that we're seeing with different electronic devices all sort of converging into one. Inevitably, other manufacturers are going to jump in with similar products.
You know, but it's this technology, I think, that could be part of what's so scary as far as for the future. I mean, you're going to have some people that adopt it and some that don't. I mean, another one of the things from this movie that I was talking about, Code 46, is programmable viruses that people take to, you know, augment themselves or to, you know, and that was another, I thought, really cool part of this movie is, you know, imagine taking a virus to improve your dental health or change the color of your eyes or to make yourself more sensitive to other people's emotions. All these different things that are, you know, are in there, and who knows? You know, maybe there could be this type of habit comes out, and then they start to make government laws against that.
Yeah.
You know, or start to try and weed people out and become racist against people who have taken a virus.
Good point, Johnson. Any final thoughts for us?
That's it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Texas and talk to the Free Marketeer. You're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy. I'm actually calling from the Texas Medical District, right outside of it. It's kind of funny you guys have managed to hit on a topic, like three different topics in the duration that I've been listening, waiting for you to answer, right?
Okay.
So you guys were talking about the iPhone. Well, it just so happens that Ron Paul's campaign sent out a press release today saying that they're the first campaign to offer a platform for the iPhone cell phone.
Yes, I did get that. And
that's great. So 10 people can go and look at their website.
Right, that's what I was thinking. It's a great press release. It probably will get some people's interest. I'm not sure that it, you know, how entirely used it will be. I don't think the iPhone's even released yet, right?
No, it's out.
Yeah,
it's
but late. Right before that, you guys were, you know, talking to Johnson saying, you know, oh, well, people are going to write off what you're saying. It's like a Hollywood police state, right?
Yeah.
Ian, you remember saying that?
Uh-huh.
Right about the time you were saying that, a police car pulls up in front of my apartment complex, parks, does something on their little, computer screens or whatever. A helicopter flies by, and then the police car pulls away.
Mm.
All in the duration that you're talking about that. So that was a funny coincidence, but I actually called to talk about the, just the ineptitude of government schools and the people that call themselves professors in there, right?
Okay.
Like, a recent example is, my Economics of Latin America course where, a professor basically just didn't even know anything about the mercantilist policies of the 1600s, right? Like, things responsible for the downfall of empires, multiple empires.
Mercantilism being where the government works hand in hand with powerful business owners in order to each of them increase their power.
Yeah, who's ever heard of that
concept?
Right,
but on a larger scale and still domestically, the mercantilist philosophy demands that the nation be self-sustainable, and so they limit their participation in the larger marketplace, right?
Mm-hmm. Sort of the fair trade concept. Oh, well, we can't do business with them unless they do a business with us and sell our products, allow us to sell our products fairly inside their country, that kind of thing.
They basically limit their benefits from the division of labor.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And she, you know, I tried to explain it to her a couple of times, but she kept interrupting me. And then eventually, I mean, this was a non-exclusive economics class. So there were, you know, some, like, Spanish majors in there and stuff like that.
You've got about 30 seconds to wrap this up.
She looks at me and says, "Are you an economics major?" And I said, "Yes." And she says, "Well, you should know this." And at that point, I was just like, okay.
So she was just completely not interested in hearing what you had to say.
It wasn't even what I had to say. I mean, I read a book by Douglas North called Mercantilism as a Rent-Seeking Society. I mean, he talks about this, but perfectly.
But because it went against what her worldview was, she completely shut you out and
right.
and ignored you and moved on with her curriculum.
Yeah.
And this is supposed
exactly.
to be in the system where they supposedly encourage people to be open-minded. They supposedly
senior-level
encourage
course.
People to explore other avenues.
Senior-level university course.
Amazing. Free Marketeer, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we will return tomorrow night. Online, same time, same place. You can join us, of course, online at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned?